Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. You never write. You never send flowers. The least you can do is call. Do it now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And we're glad to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you're listening live, today is March 15th, 2018, which means that if you were on your way to the Roman Senate, you should put away your official white toga, slip into something nice, and just avoid going so you don't get stabbed in the back by your Brutus.
Because it is the Ides of March.
It's the Ides of March, and you have to beware them, apparently.
Yes.
Now, Lee and I have braved the Ides of March, and we've marched into our respective studios so we could be with you here today. And if you're listening in the archives...
Because we're brave. Well, we're brave.
Yeah. If you're listening in the archives, you're safe. But this is show number 496. If you don't give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, we will cry.
Yes.
Right. That's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And I may have told the story before, but I'm going to tell it once again because it relates to the Ides of March. Stop me if you've heard it, Lee.
Okay.
A friend of mine who's...
Stop. Okay, so we're going to... No, kidding. El Joko.
That was quick. You didn't even hear. A friend
Thank
of mine,
you.
That's all you had to hear?
That's it. I've heard it before. You're griffing.
Well, yeah,
no,
so maybe...
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
All right, so a friend of mine who's been in theater all his life, and he's advanced age right now. Very funny guy. Director now, but used to be an actor, and he worked in London's West End. And apparently he was in a production of Julius Caesar, William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, with, I guess, John Gielgud and some other actors. And he was playing a centurion as he was younger. And they'd just killed Caesar. And from off stage, the stage manager's phone rang. And the whole audience could hear. It was absolute silence, right? And the phone rang, and the actor playing opposite my friend didn't know what to do. So he just looked at him and made a grimace and said, "What if it's for Caesar?" And the audience cracked up, and the director was furious, and careers were made and broke within
and
a matter
rolled.
Of a few seconds.
Yes, yes. Oh, man, that's very funny, though, Caesar. Grim. Very funny.
Anyway, that's my story.
You know
I'm sticking
what,
to it.
You know what wasn't funny? We have a couple
story?
Of contact us emails that we didn't get to on Tuesday.
Oh, no. We'll and, have to get to them today.
Yeah. One is a quick question, and I think I did ask it, and for some reason it was the last minute, so it's an easy question, okay?
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Tracy asks, please explain eBay's global shipping program as it pertains to sellers who offer free shipping. If a buyer is out of the country, do I pay for shipping to get the item to Kentucky, or do I pay for shipping to get it to Kentucky
Are
and then
sure?
to the country of the buyer? Somebody said they didn't quite understand it, so we're asking the question again.
Oh, okay. So we did answer that.
We did.
So first off, if you have any questions about the global shipping program, you could let me Google it for you, or you can do it yourself to find it very quickly. Just go to any... To go to Google and type in eBay Global Shipping Program, it'll give you a link right to the landing page. And once you're on the landing page for Global Shipping, read all the text there. The way the Global Shipping Program works, that if you have an item that is, that you have opted to offer to the rest of the world through the Global Shipping Program, and only through the Global Shipping Program, and I'll get back to that in a minute, when a buyer in a different country buys that item, you'll be alerted like you are for all items that you've made a sale, and you will be required to get that item to a warehouse in Kentucky. And you should use the shipping service that you advertised or that the buyer paid for. So whether that was Parcel Select or free or a first class package or Priority or FedEx, whatever you offered. And if you charge the buyer shipping, you will get that money for printing the label, the enough funds for printing the label. That's all you have to do. Then you have to put the item in the mail carrier's hands and you walk away.
And that's
eBay
it.
eBay takes care
and
of it.
And you can sleep.
Right.
Sleep.
You don't pay for that leg of shipping that from the Kentucky warehouse to the buyer's home country, and the item is delivered directly to their door.
What a deal.
Right.
What a deal.
And if you still don't understand it, let me know.
Okay.
I'll figure out a different way to explain it.
We have a listing dish request from Adam in Wales, UK.
Yeah.
But I have to give you a link because the item number does not come up in search results.
It should. Hold on a minute. 13. You, why don't you read the number?
Okay. The number is 1325-277-68534. Again, that's 1325-2776-8534.
Let me type. I typed that into the browser. I was supposed to type it into eBay. Okay.
I'm going to try it Betsy's way, just in case.
What did she say?
She gave me a link. I mean, I have to type in a link. But it's not that long.
But it should be showing up.
So the link is ebay.co. .uk/itm/and then the item number.
Yeah.
325-277-6854. Okay, let me see if that works now. Into just Google. Yes, it worked.
That's weird. I wonder why that does that.
Okay, so let me give everyone, please, the...
It says the listing's been removed. Oh, maybe I didn't type all the numbers. Oh, I see that now.
Okay.
Some of them
got
moved. So I left off the 132.
Oh, so here's the URL.
It.
So go to your browser.
Yeah.
And put in ebay.co. .uk slash itm slash 1325-2776-8534.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something you should be interested in. So I want to tell you that he said, I love your podcast. So informative. Really look forward to hearing both your advice and tips. Keep up the good work. I need this listing dished.
Okay.
Adam is known as R2000.
So the reason why that item isn't showing up, by the way, I want to double check this.
Okay.
He's not offering this to the United States, eBay buyers, so they can't find it.
Okay.
So if you don't specify that you'll ship to a specific country, or if you put that country on your exclusion list, if you try to search for it with title keywords or the item number, it won't show up inside that country to which you won't ship.
So, Adam, I would love to see your stuff, and I can't because I'm in the United States.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's because he's not shipping to the United
States.
That's
what I mean. Right. So you need to, what does he need to do? He needs to click on something.
He needs to start adding it as a country to which you'll ship.
Please add us. Please,
Adam. Or not, unless he doesn't want to.
I wonder why he wouldn't want to. I bet you he does want to.
Well, who knows?
So he has a feedback score of 479, 100% positive feedback. Okay.
Right.
So what do you think? You're a camera aficionado. What do you think about the title?
Oh, I think the title's good. It says everything that you need to see.
Nikon D3200 camera 18-55.
To zoom. He has a zoom lens. It's a kit. There's a part of the kit. He says he has extras. Like, I don't know what complete means. 24.2 megapixels, and he's offering the camera bag. So I think it's okay. Once you've typed in Nikon D3200, that's a popular camera.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem for him is if you scroll back up to the top of the page and look for what we call the breadcrumbs, it's right underneath the search for anything box.
Mm-hmm.
He has Seymour Kit 18005. And when we click on that, I'm not quite sure.
Wow. He's
on a product
different
page, right?
than what he's showing.
No, it's the same picture.
18-105 instead of 18-55?
Wait a minute. You caught, eagle eye. I didn't catch that. Hold on. So he's
boys
showing.
Boys and girls, Griff just said I did something right.
You did something really right because your eagle eyes caught something I didn't see right away. And it just goes to show that you are incredibly good at scanning a page.
Well, thank you so much.
So yeah, there's a mistake there. You're ending up on the product page for the Nikon D3200 kit, which has the 18 to 105 millimeter zoom lens, and yours has the 18 to 55 2 zoom lens. So that's this could make your item hard to find if somebody's looking for that particular kit lens, the 105 millimeter length of this telephoto zoom lens or just zoom lens. So you need to you're going to want to recategorize that. That would be the first thing I'd say. Thank you, Lee, for picking that up.
Okay. Pictures. I can see what everything is, but have a problem with the brightness.
I have no. So I would make them a little brighter, but that's just a quibble because if you scroll through these photos, they're sharp, they're clear. I can see everything on the table. I see everything in the kit. They're pretty good, actually. So I couldn't quibble too much about the photos. I might have increased the brightness a bit, but that, again, is just a minor quibble.
So that's good. The price, you would have no idea without looking it up.
I'd have to do some research, and
we'll finish
that on the break.
We'll finish dishing as soon as we come back.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Ask us anything eBay at 888-723-4630 as we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's the year's luckiest retail moment, St. Patrick's Day. But you won't need the luck of the Irish to rake in some green. Think beyond shamrocks and leprechauns. Create store categories showcasing your green inventory, as well as anything you decide to promote for the occasion. This will help shoppers find items they didn't even know they needed, which could increase order size. Amplify promotional offers via social media. Include relevant holiday-specific keywords in your titles to help your items show up in search. As for those shamrocks and leprechauns, add some to your store logo or billboard. And don't forget to wish your buyers a happy St. Patrick's Day.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item-specific
specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Crazy Lista, amazingly simple eBay listing software. We want to talk with you. It's true, we do. 888-RADIO-30, once again, 888-723-4630.
And Betsy put the link to...
Isn't she good?
Yeah, she put the link in the chat room.
Right.
We are dishing a listing for a fella over in the UK, and I guess he's sleeping now. What time is it in the UK right now?
I think it's always tea time.
He cannot listen to our show live usually. He listens...
Because he's asleep.
...in the archives, so...
See, if I was there, I'd be waking bolt upright.
Just
wide
waiting
awake.
For Griffin Lee to do this.
I couldn't start my day otherwise.
So, okay, so we've discovered that he has it in the wrong category.
Not the wrong category, because it's a product identifier issue. He selected a pre-existing kit from the catalog that's the camera, but a different lens. So he needs to either deselect that. And there may not be an entry in the product catalog at eBay for this kit with the 18-55-2 mm-hmm. zoom lens. But in that case, you would just list it as you would list anything else. The price is a little high for this kit. I know it's kind of complete with a lot of different bits and pieces, but keep it in mind, there are other kits available that are... used, and of course this is another, the condition says new other, used but in perfect working order and in mint like new condition, outer box has signs of wear. So,
I don't like the new other used.
Yeah, you should
that,
not have,
that
if,
is not
if this
new.
Is used, it's not new. So you need to, you're being a little deflective here about the condition. You should have selected pre-owned because it's either used or new. New with other would be,
without
that
tag,
it was
maybe.
Never used, and maybe it was missing the box or some other thing. But new other does not mean a version of used. Yeah.
Okay.
And the price is high. You're at £325. You're on the high end for this kind of camera with its accessories and kit and the lens. There are similar versions for around £260, but £270 or less. But definitely not £325.
Okay. Postage. May not post to United States. May not post.
May not, right. So I don't know. It means he didn't indicate. The seller hasn't specified a postage method to the U.S. So you have to contact the seller. And that's why it's not showing up when we search on the item number. So you just cut out the entire United States, which may have been... intentional. We don't know. You might not like us.
We just wanted taxation without representation cleared up. That's all we wanted.
Yeah, we didn't mean we didn't want your business.
Exactly.
Or be your customers.
Good grief. Okay, what about description?
Description's only is okay, but again, it's going to be confusing to someone who says new others, and it says, as you can see from the photo, the camera has never really been used. The shutter count is only 76. Oh, that means it's been used.
Yes.
You can't really... You can't equivocate on that. It's either used or not. It can be used and in flawless condition. That camera has been opened. It has been used, even if it's only been 76 times. But it is, you would not tell it from a new camera. You can say that, but you gotta not use new other.
When would you use the term mint condition?
If the item is in flawless condition.
Okay.
It has to be flawless. Not a scratch, not anything on it.
Mint. Okay.
It means if I carefully package this with its wrappings and its little, you know, box things, everything perfectly, and you handed me the box, when I opened it, I would not be able to tell upon close inspection that this item was not new. That would be mint to me.
Okay.
You got a typo here. It says free camera bad included instead of bag. Also a free lens hood. Okay. no memory card included, which is odd because you've got the entire kit. Why aren't you putting a memory card? They don't really, I mean, it's the most disappointing thing to get a camera, and then if you don't have a card, you can't use it right away because you gotta go get one. If you don't have the original memory card, which maybe you lost it, like I said, it's not absolutely new. But if you have the original memory card, if it came with one, put it in or, you know, add it as an accessory. It's going to be an incentive for people to pay your higher price. And it is a high price for a used camera. And it is used. Did I mention that, by the way?
It is used.
Okay. Otherwise, it's fine.
Okay. So if we were to grade him on this, I'm going to say 4.8.
I was going to say 4.8, too. We great minds, you know.
Because he's not quite a 5, because he's got to change that lens thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Clear up the typo.
Absolutely.
And we think he might be a 5 at that point.
He might be.
Right. And why aren't you selling to us?
Well, you know, that could be a whole other reason. It could be unintentional. It could be unintentional, but I like to think it is.
We just agreed with your prime minister on something. We like you.
That's the one that's named after the hair product, right?
That's right.
Tresemme. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Tresemme. 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 So, I put that on what's left of my hair every morning just to keep it from being unruly.
So if you guys would like to call us, we are ready for you.
We are.
At 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can click on the Contact Us button and send us email while we're on the air. But we'd love to do listing dishes today because we have the time to do it. We don't have guests on Thursdays unless they happen to pop in or something. But we have no guests.
I don't think there's a guest today.
Yes, we have no guests. What song is that really?
Yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today. Okay, we have another Contact Us. Here we go. Brandon in Blaine, Washington. Known on eBay as Jeb Sales, is there an option to do free returns domestically only?
There will be.
Oh.
So in May at some point, you'll be able to specify separate return policies for international and domestic. And your international return policy can be, as long as your domestic policy is free returns, 30-day or 60-day free returns, doesn't matter what your international policy is, you still qualify for the 10% discount, if that is what's important to you.
If that's what is important.
If that's what
it is. Listen, if you can't call in for whatever reason, maybe you're at your day job or you're out of thrifting.
A thrifting.
You can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay radio player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the submit button, and we do our best to respond to every single email we receive. In some way, shape, or form, we do respond. It doesn't always happen during the show.
Right.
Especially if you send it in at the last minute. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Received another email this morning. No, we do not know the hotel yet for the event, but we
Well, I do, but I can't tell you.
But we do know the dates. And
yes,
and there is some confusion on the dates, but we're assuming that eBay for Business blog was correct.
It is.
3-day event.
Yes.
24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about, quite frankly. I think you just used Friday last year to do like extra things, right?
Yeah, we had a few things. Yeah.
Like when is the important closing thing? That's on Thursday this year, right?
Yeah, the Thursday night party. And then there were last year, and I don't know if that's the case this year, there were a few workshops repeated on Friday morning for those who might have missed them. So it was kind of like a catch-up for those who wanted to stick around. And
Was there a champagne breakfast? See, last year there was a champagne breakfast on Friday.
You know, there. I don't remember.
Let me tell you why this
was.
Is important.
Yeah, I don't.
Grip.
Why?
People are asking because of making reservations on the plane.
Right. Don't you? So why do this now? Wait.
Well, because the sooner you make your reservations on the flights, the better off you're going to be. And what people are asking me is the following, okay?
Yeah.
They're saying, should I leave Friday morning or should I leave Friday afternoon? That's what they're asking. Is there...
And I don't know, and we won't know. Right. We're not going to tell you anything about this.
Don't be so touchy.
Well, it's
just telling you the email I'm getting. That's
right.
All. Just don't be touchy.
I would not make a flight departure time decision based on whether or not I'm going to get a champagne brunch or not.
Some people do.
Okay, if that's important.
Apparently, some people do. I'm sleeping.
Then you'll have to wait until the schedules are released before you make your decision, because we're not going to pre-announce anything. People, you can't believe the emails I get from people trying to finagle information out of me. Usually it's about seller update, but it's also about events like this. And I understand the enthusiasm, but when I tell you I can't tell you, I mean I can't tell you. That's what I mean. And in this case, I don't even know because there's no schedule. So I don't know what's
happening. It says the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
But I don't know if there's a champagne brunch on Friday. I have no idea. I don't know if it's going to rain or be sunny or what the temperature is going to be that day either. I have no idea.
Oh, you're so touchy.
Me?
Oh, you're so touching.
I was thinking I was entertaining, but
okay. In the meantime, do you know it's time to cash in your Q2 coupon for eBay branded shipping supplies?
Oh, wait a minute. Q2?
Mm-hmm.
January, February, March. No, we're still in Q1.
It's time to cash in. Oh, so this is wrong. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
When it comes to packing your items for shipping, presentation is everything, they say. Go all out with branded shipping envelopes and boxes. Find it all at ebay.com/supplies.
And they said Q2?
Yeah.
That's a big typo. This segment, they're rushing into the future. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
When it comes to moving inventory, you know that velocity is key. Bulk gets it. That's why they upload new inventory 3 times a day. Bulk offers liquidation goods by the pallet or case, containing overstock, shelf pulls, and returns across dozens of categories, all from major retailers, including Target. They update their selection daily at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern. Bulk even alerts you when new merchandise arrives in your preferred categories, conditions, and lot sizes. Bulk ships promptly right to your doorstep for a low flat rate. And you can purchase via PayPal or credit card from your computer or smartphone with just one click. So when you feel the need for speed, Bulk's right there with product alerts, fast shipping, and new lots 3 times a day. Browse for free at Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.